is Matthew sets us up. He says, listen, I need a starting point for Jesus' ministry. So how do I go about doing that? Aha, he says, I'll have him leave home. Good start. So that's exactly where Matthew takes us, right? He has Jesus leaving his home and really never going back there, but leaving his home and going to someplace new and starting fresh and starting this ministry, starting something so exciting that he wants to share it with everybody. And so then, what's the next phase? Well, he goes, Matthew takes us along and says, well, that next phase is sharing this ministry. And he needs helpers. And so we have the first disciples called to the ministry of Jesus. I kind of got caught up in these new disciples being fishermen. Because you see, I kind of used to pride myself on being a fisherman. Yeah. I had the fanciest rod that you could possibly have. I had a container full of shiny lures that any fish would be happy to be hooked on. But I didn't have the one thing that I really thought I needed, which was an incredibly fast boat. Because I figured the fish were leaving before I could get there. And so I wanted this boat. I wanted a boat that went so fast that, well, the bugs went through your teeth and hit the back of your throat. That's how fast I wanted this thing to go. So I said to Mary Lynn, listen, you know, I need a bass boat. I need a boat so fast that I'm going to get there before the fish leave. She looked at our cottage canoe and said, start paddling. Yeah, not quite what I had in mind. But you know, I learned a certain thing about fishing in those early times. And the first thing I learned was patience. Patience. Because no matter how many times I went out with Mary Lynn, she always caught the fish and I didn't. Patience. I told you, I had a lure box full of the fanciest lures that I was positive that the fish would love them. I would put them on there and I would cast them out and there'd be this big poosh as the lure landed. And I thought, see, it's calling the fish. It's calling the fish. I'm sure they're going to come. No. Mary Lynn would take a hook, put a worm on it, over the side. Oh, I caught one. Bring it on in. See, this is a fish. This is what you're supposed to be catching. Patience is what I learned. Then I learned that there's a process to fishing. A real process. That, you know, you just can't slap a lure onto your rod. There's a process. First, you have to string the rod. Then, after you've put the string, the fishing line, all the way through, you got to hook on what's called a leader. And then after you get the leader, there's a special little hook on the bottom of the leader to put your lure on. And then after all that's together, you got to get your precision timing together to press the button at the right time so that off it goes. So I figured that was way too much work. Way too much work. So I said to Mary Lynn, what we're going to do is we're going to learn how to fly fish. Yeah. Because there are several things about fly fishing that really caught my attention. First, a really good-looking hat. Why do you need this hat? Because you're going to hook your ear otherwise. They don't tell you that in the fly fishing school. But so you need a hat. So I got a hat. Then you get to get hip waders. I mean, you don't get just ordinary hip waders. You get fancy hip waders. And then you take your wife out to Kananaskis in the middle of Thanksgiving when the water is cold and watch her fall in. Yes. That was our fly fishing experience.
There's a process to fishing, a process. And finally, after all of that, you really have to have courage to fish. You really do. Because, you know, first of all, you've got to get up really early in the morning, which means an alarm clock, which means everybody gets up and everybody complains because you woke them up. A process. You have to have that courage. So with that courage, then, you go out. And you have to go out in the rain. The rain. You know how cold you get standing in the rain? Yeah. You're shaking your head. So, yeah, you get cold. You've got to have courage. And you got to stay there. And so when you look at this particular gospel, you look at fishermen who, well, they had tremendous patience. They had a process. They were learning about ministry. And on top of that, they had courage to leave what they knew was comfortable behind. All that in those three verses of Jesus walking along the beach and say, come with me. And I think that's what we should be looking at today, is our way of approaching ministry. How exactly do we approach ministry? Do we approach it with courage? Do we understand that there's a process to ministry, that, you know, we're all given gifts, but we have to develop those gifts? And sometimes, well, we like to believe we have a particular gift. Like I keep saying to Mary Lynn, I've been watching all these YouTube videos on people who find abandoned tractors and they bring them back to life. And I say, that's what I got to do. So I've been asking my son-in-law, if you're out in the bush, look for a tractor for me. And Mary Lynn says, well, you better be sleeping in the bush. But anyway, that's, you know, if you bring one of those tractors home. But the thing is, though, there's a process. And finally, that whatever ministry God has chosen for you, we have to be patient. It's on God's time, not our time. But he still expects us to use it and to develop it. So I'd ask you to think about this week. Think about that this week. Think about the patience that we have for our ministry, the process that each one of us goes through, but that we need the courage to follow through. And then look at those disciples and think, it's easier to get fish at the fish store in the freezer department. I found that out. Amen.